About 300 people interested in working at ST Aerospace, either in Mobile or its operation to be built in Pensacola, came out in force this Thursday morning. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody was there.
The line at Pensacola State College's Student Center extended out to the parking lot when the doors opened at 10 o'clock. They were quickly ushered in and through the process of filling out an application and speaking with an ST representative.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
You look like you've got some experience. You worked on planes, right?
I was a chief metal mechanic at my office.
ST Aerospace plans to build a $37 million facility adjacent to Pensacola International Airport with an estimated workforce of 300. But the applications filled out at PSC were for jobs in the company's existing Mobile plant, according to Vice President of Operations Bill Hafner.
We're trying to understand what sort of experience and qualifications are available in the Pensacola area. So right now we're here to interview, to take applications, to collect resumes, and to help people stream into training opportunities if that's what they are in need of. The long-term goal, of course, being staffing the new facility here in Pensacola.
We are looking primarily today, hoping to find mechanics or people who want to be aircraft mechanics.
Human Resources Director Karen Hempfling spoke with the applicants and took their materials. She said they were pleased with the number of people with aviation experience who came forward.
They're bringing that information over to us. Those who still need an education in that area, they're directing over to the schools and education resources here. We are then talking individually to the people about their background, how that might fit with our operation for the future. And we're talking to anybody who may want to start working now and make the drive to Mobile.
Among those filling out an application was Karen Neal, who's a student at the local ITT Tech Institute.
Just looking right now to change from the medical field that I've been in for the past 8 years.
She's seeking an aviation mechanic position, a change from her current information technology study program. Part of her reason for changing is family.
Right now I'm keeping my options open to work in the aerospace field like my grandpa used to. He actually was in the Navy and he flew all over the world. He actually started the airport in Dofeniac Springs a long time ago.
The ST Aerospace jobs that were up for grabs in the job fair include aircraft maintenance inspectors, along with mechanics in the areas of avionics, interiors, airframe power plant, and structure and sheet metal. Jennifer McFerrin with the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce says one advantage for Pensacola is its military aviation background, the Naval Air Stations, and nearby Eglin Air Force Base.
One of the things that I think was very attractive about the Greater Pensacola area is our presence of retired military personnel. The 325 ZIP area has the second largest presence of retired military personnel, so it certainly plays a role as we're looking to target that workforce for potential opportunities within this private industry.
A tentative agreement with ST Aerospace would limit the firm's contribution to its Pensacola project at 20%, or $7.24 million. The remainder of the $37 million price tag would come from the city and Escambia County, along with state and federal sources. McFerrin says Thursday's turnout also could help with attracting businesses related to the Airbus plant in Mobile, which is scheduled to begin production in 2017.
It's certainly an indicator on the world map to say that Northwest Florida is a player in regards to aviation and aerospace industry, and that we have a presence here and that we're a strong contender.
More information about career opportunities with ST Aerospace can be found at stmae.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.